A very good morning to you and welcome back to our Proactive Studios. Well, here with me today from FYI Resources is Managing Director Rolly Hill. Rolly, welcome back to the program. We're delighted to have you with us today.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks very much, Alicia. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's exciting news. I'm very excited to talk about it. So, yeah, thank you.
Rolly, earlier this week, FYI announced that it had begun a production run for its high purity alumina or HPA product. Give us the rundown here. Why is this so important for you and the team?
Yeah, absolutely. It is exciting stuff. I think in the context of our business development, the production of this material to address customers' needs is very important. So really what we're doing following a trip that I made to Korea for the Interbattery 2023 conference last week, we're just following up with our customers' concerns that we've been developing over the last several years of our project development. And we're essentially just building up volume, HPA volume. It's a very important and critical piece to the whole electrification and decarbonizing movement that's going on around the world. Everybody knows a little bit more about lithium and graphite, but not so many people know about HPA, but it plays an important role nonetheless. And so we're trying to fill our side of the bargain, I guess, of the batteries and all the development within the EVs. So what we're doing, building up our stocks, our volumes of HPA, so that we can go on and do a little bit of further finishing work for various customers that we've been developing over the last couple of years, and following discussions, we've had an initial product sent to a number of customers. They've come back with positive comments and want to pursue further development. So really what we're doing is just continuing on with our business and addressing our customers' needs for the long term. So the program itself will go for a couple of weeks, building up the stock, and then we'll do some finishing product with that too. We'll keep the market abreast of what we're doing about all that, because it is exciting stuff, and hopefully it has a positive impact of what we're trying to do with our overall HPA strategy.
Now, HPA is quite a versatile product. I mean, depending on the quality and the purity that you get, it can go into several different industries. I understand what's really important about this production run is that you can tailor make these samples to really fit your customer requirements. Can you explain why this has been such an important part of your strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned before, it is a very interesting product. It's not just only directed into batteries, but there are broader industry applications as well, and that include LED, micro LEDs, phosphors, a whole series of things. So there's with the EV market and the LED market, the sapphire glass market, there's quite distinct differences and requirements from both industries. So we're a little bit lucky in the fact that we can address the needs or the requirements for both of those applications with a little bit of finishing work. So we have a fantastic quality material and we can adapt it and bespoke make it to each customer's requirements to a certain degree. So what we're doing is building up our volume and then we're going to direct a portion of each run to individual customers' requirements that we've had requests for. So essentially just to finish it to their needs. So we're addressing a couple of markets, a couple of customers' requirements and a number of different applications. So quite exciting.
Good to hear about the flexibility that comes from that tailor-making program here. Now, considering the context of this announcement, back in February, you and joint development partner Alcoa decided to part ways. Rolly, what does this mean for the pilot plant moving forward?
Yeah, well, not just the pilot plant, I suppose, but the whole strategy. Look, it is unfortunate that Alcoa and FYI did decide to part ways. You know, we entered the agreement thinking that was going to be a fantastic outcome, and certainly by all rights could have been if we'd followed the strict definition of our term sheet. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So really what it means for us now is that we'll go back essentially to our plan A, which was outlined within our DFS, which we published in April 2021. We'll revise our redevelopment as a basis of that, and incorporate a couple of phases that weren't included in it, but to more seriously address the market that we see that's arising. So our whole revision post Alcoa, we'll alert the market about that, that we hopefully have that bedded down pretty soon. But we're just tying up all the loose ends with Alcoa now. So I can't talk too much more about that, but hopefully that'll be finished fairly soon from this interview, next week or so. And then we'll have the time and the information, the data to do a revised plan. But essentially, as I mentioned, it's a little bit back to plan A, and moving forward from there. And we're pretty excited about that, going back to our roots and our original strategy. Of course, we resume 100% control of the project and all the equity and all the data, all the IP, all those things that are important for the project to go forward. And the opportunities that have emerged post our announcement with Alcoa is also very exciting. So we have we're not short on options, and very excited about our pathway going forward. And this pilot plant run really is a part of that, and meeting customer requirements. So.
Right. So it sounds like business as usual for you and the FYO team really moving forward. I understand many of your development strategy plans are outlined in an existing DFS. Tell me, what are the next steps from here? Any plans to update this as you continue to do test work?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose there. Yeah. So the DFS is now 2021. So there's the market's moved on. You know, the cost base has moved on. Quite a lot has changed in the industry. So it's probably appropriate at some point that we do that bit of a refresher. We have a lot more market intelligence as well, and have developed our customer side. So we'll have a lot more confidence about the customer end. A lot more knowledge about the actual inputs into the DFS. So it's probably appropriate at some point that we do readdress that, and that will be part of our plan going forward, and incorporate that into probably our time schedule for this year as well. So again, very excited about how that will look, given our knowledge and expertise improvement over the last couple of years.
Rolly, any other news that investors should be looking out for in the coming months?
Oh, look, I think so. Look, we just mentioned earlier that we're formalising the completion of the joint venture details with Alcoa. I think that'll be a strong signal to the market that that's now done, and that allows us to go on and do things under our own steam. So look, hopefully we'll have a little bit more of the project and management flexibility that we had prior to the Alcoa agreement. It is unfortunate that didn't happen, but it's probably not a bad thing either that we can resume control and allow a lot more freedom of our project to happen. And of course, we'll have a lot more news flow as a result of that.
Well, Rolly, we're looking forward to hearing what comes out of the pilot program and indeed what comes next for FYO Resources. Thanks so much for bringing us up to speed today.
Fantastic, Alicia. Thank you very much for your time.